Hello, Scott.
Hey, it's, well, what you doing?
Scott, I'm in the middle of a 50,000-watt major market radio program. How about yourself? What are you up to?
Oh, I don't know. Just sitting in bed.
Oh, you're in bed. There's a weird ambient hum or static sound around you. Do you know what that is?
Oh, yeah, that's my fan.
Oh, you got white noise going.
Yeah.
Could you kill that?
Could I kill it right now?
Yeah, just turn it off.
Should I set the phone down? Can you
sure.
wait?
Sure. Yeah, no problem.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Scotty. Appreciate that.
Heather?
Hey, you're 10 years old. When's your birthday?
Oh, it's February 11th.
February 11th?
Yep.
I know another woman with a birthday on that day. Okay, so you're an Aquarius.
What?
You're an Aquarius?
Well, what?
When the moon is in the seventh star and Jupiter aligns with Mars, then peace shall rule the planets. You're an Aquarius, Scotty.
I don't get that.
Well, the alignment of the stars on the day you were born, well, that has a lot to do with how your life rolls.
I actually have my birth certificate just above my headboard, you know.
Well, that's unusual. I haven't met a lot of youngsters who frame the birth certificate and put it above their bed, almost as a reminder that they were born.
I don't know. It doesn't say anything about stars. It says,
no, they don't put that on the birth certificate. I hope they do eventually, but right now they keep it pretty much who, what, when, where, why, that sort of thing.
No, it says Super Bowl, you know, top records, TV shows,
what?
Stuff like that.
What?
Yeah.
It says what?
Well, it says shows and TV, video, book, and then, you know, top dog, best movie, best actor, best actress, you know, and then TV shows, top record, and Super Bowl.
Oh, I don't believe that's your actual birth certificate.
Well, it says what about it's that's about the year you I was born.
Yeah, different things that happened. So you were born in let's see, 1999?
No, 2000.
Oh, 2000. That's right. Damn it! I really wanted to impress you, and now I feel stupid.
Oh no, you're not stupid.
I feel stupid because I just screwed up the math, and we're only dealing with 10 years, and I screwed it up with a 10-year-old listening.
Well, like, 1 year, if you want, it's not exactly the year I was born, but it doesn't say this on my birth certificate, but about, like, 1 year later, that 911 conspiracy, I don't know how you say it, conspiracy? Yeah, that crap happened.
So you're already on board with the conspiracy idea for 9/11.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Did you just come up with that, or are you reading some interesting books? Or?
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
Very good. Very good. There is hope for this country. Let me tell you a little something. Contrary to what anybody else tells you, and it's primarily going to be adults, you cannot trust this freaking government.
Well, before you say anything else, this is from our school. This one of these books were from our school, but it was from
Anyway, they're lending these out to the children.
No, I mean it's from our school library.
Uh huh. And it talks about the conspiracy.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You know, this one.
Yeah. No. Let's not talk anymore in case. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I don't have any nightmares.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's just, I'm okay. And
yeah.
Is that oh no, yeah. Yeah, that's the hour, the last hour I was calling for.
Oh, the last hour? Yeah, I talk too much again, Scotty, and now I gotta take a break.
Oh, that's okay.
Can you give a ring tomorrow night?
Sure.
All right, give a ring tomorrow night in the first hour. We'll BS a little more.
Okay, bye.
All right, Scotty, bye bye.